Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 11th of March. Firstly, in India, the Election Commission of India announced the schedule for the general elections yesterday. The elections will begin on April 11th, May 19th in 7 phases, and the results will be declared on May 23rd. The state assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Orissa and Sikkim will be held simultaneously. However, no tentative dates have been announced yet. Elections in Jammu and Kashmir is being postponed due to security concerns. More than 600 million voters are eligible to vote for 543 seats of the lower house or Lok Sabha. There will be approximately 1 million polling stations. All digital content posted by political parties and their candidates will fall under the purview of the Model Code of Conduct issued by the Election Commission of India. Also in India, Mudassir Ahmed Khan, alleged member of the Jaish-e-Mohammed terror group, has been identified by the security officials as the planner of February 14th suicide attack on Indian soldiers, which killed 44 paramilitary personnel. He allegedly procured the vehicle and explosives used in the attack. Mudassir reportedly joined the Jaish-e-Mohammed group in 2017. He is also accused of attack at an army camp in February 2018, in which 6 personnel and a civilian were killed. The Jaish-e-Mohammed Islamist group has been banned by the UN and several other countries as a terror group. The February 14th attack led to a military response by India and brought India and Pakistan to the brink of a full-scale war. In Sri Lanka, President Maithripala Sirisena hopes to be declared as a joint candidate of the Sri Lanka Freedom Party and the Sri Lanka Podujana Perunuma in the presidential elections expected in September 2019. To make his claim stronger, President Maithripala has increased his campaign against drugs and illicit liquor in the country. Maithripala has proposed separate courts to try drug offenders and also proposed to enforce the death sentence on convicts. The election will be a key event in the Sri Lankan politics after the constitutional crisis in October 2018, when President Maithripala appointed former President and Member of Parliament Mahinda Rajapaksa as the Prime Minister after dismissing the incumbent Ranil Wickremesinghe. Also in Sri Lanka, China Machinery Engineering Corporation has won a contract worth $25 million to expand coal yard of Lakvijaya coal plant located in Norochulai, northwestern Petulam province. The company has investments in Hambantota port for natural gas power plant and Basnagoda Athayona Oya water supply project. Only 2 bidders participated in the coal yard tender advertised in August 2017. Contender was Shanxi Xingtang Engineering Design Corporation. Shanxi Xingtang's bid was rejected by a technical evaluation committee on various grounds. According to a cabinet committee, the Lakvijaya power plant operations was affected for 6 months from April to September last year due to rough seas requiring the expansion of the coal yard. In Bangladesh, Pakistan, police have busted a gang of dacoits in Quetta City, been accused of looting houses, disguising themselves as policemen. The gang comprised of 11 members. Only 6 members of the gang have been arrested, while 5 others are still at large. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in Quetta and avoid traveling to smaller towns and remote areas of the Balochistan province. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.